For did I not say, in my word and by my spirit, that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, made up of carnal things, reasonings, perceptions of the flesh, being able to understand things through the mind, through those things perceived around you. The weapons of your warfare are mighty through my spirit to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Ora kerese. Makarese kerediyetada. Mahareke hechenese. Yes, sir. For know that the enemy is stirred up against this place and against your determination to walk in. But do not fear, little flock. For I've called you, and if I've called you, then I've exalted you to a place to rule and reign with me, not only in the eternities to come, but present tense. Did I not tell you to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove? But this wisdom cannot come through a perception that comes by the outward senses. Do not trust your outward senses. Do not put stock in feelings, emotions, or reasonings of the mind. But I say unto you, judge all things by my spirit. Listen, let peace, let your spiritual feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, which is the witness of peace inside of each one of you that follow me on this journey into the fullness of God. For humbling yourself and denying the flesh or the mind the opportunity to reason all things out will be to separate yourself moment by moment when necessary and step out of the fray and judge all things by the Spirit. And say, Lord, I see only by your eyes, I hear only by your ears, and I will confess only by your mouth, says the Spirit of the Lord. Mahala ole kadesete. Munje ala klete, for the church at large gropes blind in darkness, although they say they can see. But they live out of carnality, not just in the appetites of the flesh, but in the judgment of the things around them, not seeing spiritual things or hearing by my spirit. But denying the flesh is not just shutting down appetites of the flesh, but denying the flesh is giving it any room for spiritual judgment. It cannot sit on the court of spiritual judgment. It cannot sit the place of jury to make any decisions. All final authority and all final decisions come from my spirit and out of my word, says the Spirit of the Lord. So I'm raising you up for this hour. Hear what the Spirit would say. Hear what the Spirit would say. Your weapons are not carnal. They are mighty through God. They will exalt you. Mahilese, mahilese. And mine is for you to walk in a constant peace. Know that when you feel yourself wavering in peace and feeling the effects of the hour, that you're not ruling entirely at the moment out of the spirit man inside of you. Regroup, regroup, says the Spirit of the Lord. Continue to regroup, and you'll learn this place of constant, continual, everlasting peace, says the Spirit of grace. And by this, will be the which I'll bring forth a great outpouring against or with people who against the enemy will stir up his vengeance but have no effect, says the Spirit of grace.